Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
503 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Weather's kind of cooperating, right? 84. It's not bright sun, but it's comfortable if you're just passing through it. All right, I have to admit the humidity is off the charts. But the rest of the weekend is looking pretty good. And Labor Day itself on Monday, I think it's going to be a good day. Talking about a daytime high only of 80 degrees. That'll be nice to sit out on your architect deck. Enjoy yourself. You know, Labor Day is one of those weird holidays. Because a lot of people, they don't even think about it. What does Labor Day mean? It means the neighborhood pool is going to close down. What else does it mean? Kids are off from school. Probably have the day off from work. What else? I don't know. Do you care? Not really. Labor Day, if you look back, was to salute the sorts of men that I grew up with in Philadelphia. I've told you this many times. On my street, as I was growing up, men went to work. There were some women who worked, but for the most part, everybody on our street, husband and wife, couple of children. Man went to work. Kids went to school. Wife did what the wife did, which was every single solitary thing else. And those men who went to work, for the most part, didn't take showers before they went to work. What? Ew, gross, yucky. Well, no, they didn't take showers before they went to work because they were going to make something or fix something while they were at work. They were going to a factory setting. They were going to be driving around in repair vans or delivery vans. Some of them were working in city government. They were police officers or firefighters. They might have been a deputy sheriff with the sheriff's office in Philadelphia. There's all sorts of things they could have done. But for the most part, they weren't sitting at a desk. My neighborhood, anyway, the men went to work and they were carrying lunch boxes, not briefcases. So after a full day of that sort of work, then you would come home and you go, man, I am dirty, I am grimy, and I just stink to high heaven. Got to go take a shower. Those are the sorts of guys that Labor Day salutes. We've got generations of what? Two generations? Well, one generation for sure, maybe two generations, where we've had people say, well, why would you work hard? Why would anybody work with their hands? There were, in my grandfather's generation, there were those sorts of guys who would say, oftentimes in languages I didn't understand, well, I work with my hands so that you can work with your head. Right? Bricklayers and plumbers. That's hard work, I'll tell you that right now. Electricians, mechanics, building trades. But we had all sorts of people tell kids, oh, don't do that. Don't do that. Mike Rowe with the Dirty Jobs series pays attention to dirty jobs, right? That was Mike Rowe said over the years. Mike Rowe said, listen, not everybody needs to go to college. Somehow, some way, that's a terrible thing to say, and I don't get that. I think that is absolutely, totally, completely spot on. If your passion is fixing cars and you're good at it, I think you should go to trade school. I think you should arrange to have an apprenticeship. But I don't think that you need a four-year degree majoring in middle age art history appreciation. I think you need to take your money and buy a Matco box. Chuck Killian, by the way, is our local Matco guy. He is our Matco maven, Chuck Killian. But you need to buy your Matco box and fill it with Matco tools and get yourself a job. because you're going to pay plenty for the box, and you're going to play penny for the tools. But you're going to be able to make a six-figure income rather quickly. Let me share some of the economic comments here from our vice president and the guy who wants to be vice president. Germ, if you would, meander over to that other computer and hit up cut number four.
Vice President Harris, you were a very staunch defender of President Biden's capacity to serve another 4 years. Right after the debate, you insisted that President Biden is extraordinarily strong. Given where we are now, do you have any regrets about what you told the American people?
No, not at all. Not at all. I have served with President Biden for almost 4 years now, and I'll tell you, it's one of the greatest honors of my career, truly. He cares so deeply about the American people. He is so smart and loyal to the American people. And I have spent hours upon hours with him, be it in the Oval Office or the Situation Room. He has the intelligence, the commitment, and the judgment and disposition that I think the American people rightly deserve in their president.
So that was more about her covering up for his cognitive declines. Nope, no worries at all. Well, which one is it? Again, I'm a simple guy. You guys kicked him to the curb because you said he wasn't up to the job of running for president, right? And while Obama and Pelosi were busy sticking knives in the guy's back and hitting his kneecaps with tire irons, all figuratively, of course, weren't you telling me, Joe Q Public, hey, this guy, he can't run? And at the same time, you're telling me he's running the country, but you're telling me he can't run to run the country. He's too far gone. Man, once you had totally pushed him over the edge, right down the mountain off the cliff, then you stuck him on at what was it, midnight, 12:30, 1 o'clock in the morning? He came out and babbled semi-coherently for a few moments. And then that's it. We're done. So which is it? Is it what Kamala Harris just said there? Oh, I don't have any regrets at all about covering up for how far gone he was. He's a good guy. He's got a nice disposition, blah, blah, blah. You collect stamps, you know. I don't give a crap. I want to know, is he running the country or not? And if he is so far gone as you told us, well, then how is he still there? Who's really running the country? I really do want to know that. All right, let's see if we can find that economics one, Germ. Cut number four, please. Bidenomics.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Back when it comes to the economy specifically, because their groceries were less expensive, housing was more affordable when Donald Trump was president.
Well, let's start with the fact that when Joe Biden and I came in office, during the height of a pandemic, we saw over 10 million jobs were lost. Literally, we were all tracking the numbers. Hundreds of people a day were dying because of COVID. The economy had crashed. In large part, all of that because of mismanagement by Donald Trump of that crisis. When we came in, our highest priority was to do what we could to rescue America. And today, we know that we have inflation at under 3%. A lot of our policies have led to the reality that America recovered faster than any wealthy nation around the world. But you are right. Prices, in particular for groceries, are still too high. The American people know it. I know it. Which is why my agenda includes what we need to do to bring down the price of groceries. For example, dealing with an issue like price gouging.
Who's doing the gouging? I do like the fact that she has changed from price gauging to price gouging. Well, because when she said price gouging, That's totally right. Of course, everybody gauges what the price should be for a product that they're trying to sell or a service that they are offering. We all gauge what that is worth. But I would defy her to show me a single solitary example of this price gouging. And the very fact that Dana Bash, who's she's in a supporting role in that CNN show, the very fact that she asked the question, and she actually didn't ask it in a big, esoteric, metaphysical sort of a way, like, tell me about the money supply, blah, 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 you know, because everybody's eyes roll back and we take a nap. No, she actually asked the same way I would have asked it. Hey, people are PO'd right now because groceries are more expensive and their kids cannot afford to buy a home. And now, in your court, Madam Vice President. And she just goes off meandering in another direction. Just craziness. It's a little bit like the fracking. She's been on the record for years saying that we have to ban fracking. What is fracking? First time I thought of, I saw it come across a story, I thought, well, that's some kid at a keyboard. You know what he wanted to write, and he pushed the wrong buttons, and there you go. And then I looked into it and thought, wow, this is brilliant. I mean, I'm not a science guy. I don't know exactly how it works. But if it's creating all of these jobs and it's producing all of this energy and it seems by all accounts to be relatively safe, well, yeah, let's do it. Let's absolutely, positively do it. I don't understand the opposition to it. I just don't understand the opposition to it. But it's out there. And now she says, oh, well, no, I I'm not against it. I'm in favor of it. But I'm not for it. Or I'm not really sure. Trump! That's what it all comes back to. And you know the worst thing about it? You do have on our side of the aisle, whether you want to acknowledge it or not, on our side of the aisle, we've got the Never Trump crowd. And they're going to vote for her. And they're going to tell you, well, I'm standing up for America. I'm a conservative. I'm a this. No, you're a sellout is what you are. You're a turncoat is the nicest way to say it. And I would really have to question your faculties because I just don't think you're all that bright. If your contempt for Donald Trump is so strong that you would rather vote for a woman who even the New York Times describes as vague and vacuous, you would rather vote for somebody bent on destroying what we know America to be. That's a terrible, terrible commentary. Coming up at 5:33, we're going to revisit our Lieutenant Jan McTernan Blue Friday honor. Yep, First Sergeant Mike Berry from the Virginia State Police is the honoree for the month of August, and we will share his story again at 5:33. It is 5:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com